I played in 2,131 consecutive baseball games. That number broke Lou Gehrig's record, and eventually I went on to play in 2,632 straight games. Everyone has a 21-31 of their own, just showing up. We each have personal streaks as a parent, as a friend, in business. Our job is to be there. The more reliable, consistent, and dependable you are, the better you're doing. Every day, every week, every year, someone is counting on you. You raise children, you build a business, or you're there for your friends. If you just keep showing up, whether you set a record or not, you stand out because people can count on you. Just show up. Why streaks matter. Streaks show that being there for your team, for other people, trying to win as a team, is more important than what might be good for you individually. If I could play and help my team, it would be selfish to take a day off. It's that simple. My streak was mostly considered a positive achievement. Occasionally, it was criticized as a personal goal, but the people who criticize it miss the point. To me, showing up every day is a matter of principle. That's why I'm a fan of other people's streaks, in sports and in life. Joe DiMaggio went on a 56-game hitting streak in 1941. He got at least one hit in every game he played in from May 15th to July 16th of that season. If he hadn't been in the lineup for each one of those games to have a chance to get a hit in each, there wouldn't have been a streak. More important, there wouldn't have been all those hits for his team. Joe showed up and did his job. The University of Connecticut women's teams have had some of the greatest streaks in college basketball. They had a 111-game run heading into the 2017 NCAA playoffs, aiming for a fifth consecutive national title. Even more amazing, when head coach Jean Auriemma took over in 1985, the team had had only one winning season in its entire history. In 2017, UConn was upset in the Final Four by Mississippi State. All streaks end, but their meaning doesn't. The value of the achievement lasts. Then the chance to beat the old record is a challenge. That's something else, I believe. Whether in sports or business or life itself, tomorrow can be the start of another streak. There are many other examples. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, hasn't missed a single vote in Congress since she was first elected in 1996. She says she was elected to do her job, and to her, that means doing it every day, every vote. 60 Minutes has been running consecutively since 1968, from 6 weeks before Richard Nixon won the presidential election to today. Saturday Night Live has made people laugh since 1975. Bob Dylan has been on a tour nicknamed the Never Ending Tour since 1988. He averages about 90 concerts a year, and he's now in his late 70s. When asked why he played so many shows every year, he said, "These days, people are lucky to have a job. Any job. So critics might be uncomfortable with my working so much. Anybody with a trade can work as long as they want. A carpenter, an electrician, they don't necessarily need to retire." One of my other favorite streaks is the one belonging to Billy Joel. In January 2014, he signed on to play Madison Square Garden once a month for as long as his shows sold out. As of January 2019, he's played to almost 60 consecutive full houses at the Garden. When he was asked why he does it, Joel said, "I'm not doing it to break records. I'm doing it because that's what I do. Because that's what I do." That says it all. If you do your job, if you show up, you stand out. You might set records. Streaks can even keep you young. Nolan Ryan pitched for 27 seasons, more than any other major league player, and he struck out 5,714 batters, more than any other pitcher. He's also the all-time leader in no-hitters with 7, 3 more than his nearest competitor. Ryan could have stopped a season or two earlier and still held those records, but he didn't. Reggie Jackson, a great player in his own right, said, "I saw Nolan Ryan throw 211 pitches in 12 innings one day. It messed him up so bad, he had to retire 16 years later, when he was 46. Ryan said, "My job is to give my team a chance to win." And that was what he did.